you. We saw you tweet pretty recently that you were fully cleared. Seemed like a big kind of milestone for you. Yeah, just maybe talk a little bit about how that felt and, you know, what a relief it is.
It felt great just to get back out there on the field, and especially this week, the trainers just got me doing individual to get my legs back up under me, and we're going to take it along day by day. It just depends how my knee feel, but for the most part, it feels great. The overtime that Sean Gibson and the staff has done for me, it's been fantastic. Everybody's been great, so I'm thankful that I got the type of people around me to help me get back like those guys.
What are your initial impressions of this defense, and how do you see yourself fitting into it?
Oh, it's great. It's gonna let the linebackers move around and eat. So I like it a lot. I still got to get used to because I never played in the 4-3 before. But for the most part, I'm getting there. I'm taking my time with it, and I'm just asking all the questions that I can ask because it's different from being out there and then just being in the classroom and just learning. So it's taking my time.
How tough has it been? You know, 8-9 months that you've been, not been able to get on the field, ever since, that injury happened.
Oh, it's very tough because I'm a competitor. And then coming from Bama, being playing at the highest level you can play in college football, and then coming to the pros and playing with some great guys like LeSean McCoy and Richie. And then the GM and everybody has you pegged to start, and you get out there and you playing, and then that happens. It's very tough. It's very tough, but I know it happened for a reason. And I know I just got to keep getting stronger and just keep coming back mentally stronger also.
How tough is that, you say mentally stronger, how tough is that getting over that mental hurdle? I mean, I know you haven't had pads on yet, but how hard will that be to get over not having to worry about the injury?
I think it'll take me probably about a day or so once I get the opportunity to get pads on. But I know for the most part, when I first started jumping on my knee and everything, it was very tough. But I just kept working on it, and I'm just getting better and better as I go. I'm getting lower and lower the more I keep working on it. So it's just really just the reps I get and just keep taking my time with it and just make sure I'm being smart about everything I'm doing and not out of control.
Do you feel – I mean, was there any – worry that maybe you're falling behind and, there's a new coaching staff coming in and all this stuff? I mean, how eager are you to prove yourself to this new coaching staff?
Right now, I'm doing everything I can control, showing up on time, make sure I'm coming to rehab, make sure I'm learning the playbook best I can, because they know it's different from being out there on the field and being in the classroom. But I'm doing everything I can. I'm asking questions every play. I'm on the sideline. I'm right beside Coach Frazier, asking what the call is. I'm just talking out loud to myself, telling we got this and we got that and we got this. So I'm just controlling what I can control right now. But I know once I get on the field, I can control a little bit more.
Do you anticipate competing with Preston for the starting role in the middle?
Oh, I'm a competitor. And Preston is, he's a competitor too. I just got to come out and just keep working hard the way he does day in and day out, because he's a very good player and a very smart player also. So I just got to keep making sure when I get the chance to get back on the field that I'm on my game.
Have they just had you working on studying the mic position, or have they had you working?
Right now, it's just the mic. I'm just learning the mic right now.
Leslie did mention, though, that it's not out of the realm of possibility that you and Preston could be on the field together. I guess how hard of an adjustment would that be for you if you do have to slide over one spot?
If I do, that means I just got to learn it and just be a competitor. Like I told the coaches, I do whatever they need me to do to get on the field. And if I got to do that, I'll do it. I'm a competitor. I love this game. I love to play. And just because I got to slide over, it's not going to stop me from working my tail off every day.
I don't know if we've spoken to you since you got hurt. Did you feel it? And what concerns did you have immediately at that point?
I just felt a couple pops in my knee. At first, it felt normal, but then I walked off. I thought I was fine, but got in the back. Doctors told me otherwise, so everything was for a reason.
Worries? What concerns did you have immediately?
That I might have tore my ACL. Yeah. So, but everything was for a reason. At first, I was sad and down, but I know that the day God got me.
Did you ever get hurt at college? I mean, was this the most significant injury you've had?
Yeah, it's the most significant one I had.
Reggie, for you to be a rookie last year, not even get on the field and then come back this year and everything's different. Mm-hmm. Everyone's gone that you knew, everyone that drafted you. How hard is that for you to kind of, get back with them?
It's hard, but you can ask all the media personnel here. I'm a people person, and I love people, and I'm getting to know my coaches, and I'm picking their brains about things. But I feel like I can get along with anybody, and I'm just still learning. I'm getting to know my coaches, and I think so far everything's going very smoothly.